KD Country 94 weather.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 67. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows dip down to about 40. Highs level off around 67. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 65.
As the end of 2023 approaches, Agmark LLC wants to take this opportunity to thank the area producers for their part in the success of our agricultural community. Agmark is proud to have served the grain producers in Kansas for nearly 25 years and is here to be a part of your grain marketing plans for 2024. For grain marketing information, contact them toll-free at 888-848-9979 or visit their website at agmarkllc.com. Agmark, providing long-term grain marketing solutions.
At Beloit Elementary School, we are respectful, responsible, and ready to learn. During the month of November, we will focus on the character trait of kindness. People who are kindness show concern, compassion, and empathy for others. They are caring, loving, and considerate. Being kind means you are grateful for the things people do for you. You forgive others, and you are sensitive to the feelings of others. This is Brevin Schroeder representing Beloit Elementary School, where character counts.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Biden administration officials said Friday the Department of Veterans Affairs will expand health care coverage for certain groups of veterans and their families and create new programs meant to make care more accessible. The VA will make coverage of certain toxic burn pit related conditions available sooner than anticipated. Family members of veterans who served in North Carolina's Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987 will be eligible to have the cost of treating Parkinson's disease, and all World War II veterans will be eligible for no-cost health care, including at nursing homes, the department said in a series of news releases. The administration also created a new graduate medical education program to help expand health care availability for veterans in rural, tribal, and other underserved communities. And the VA will spend $5 million on an advertising campaign aimed at having more veterans sign up for services. The administration announced five changes meant to expand veterans' benefits. The VA will speed up coverage for burn pit exposure that was part of a bipartisan law passed last year. The law, which provided health care benefits to veterans exposed to toxic chemicals from burn pits in Iraq and Afghanistan and certain other veterans, was written to be phased in over no more than 10 years. But President Joe Biden is directing the VA to make all affected veterans eligible for expanded benefits by early next year. The Camp Lejeune Family Member Program will be expanded to cover Parkinson's disease. The program, which covers a host of conditions relating to the contaminated drinking water at the base, did not previously include Parkinson's. Veterans of World War II who served any time from December 7, 1941 to the end of 1946 are entitled to no-cost VA health care, meaning no pays or monthly premiums. That includes care at nursing homes. To expand availability, the department is also creating a pilot program to reimburse residents and residency programs, including those outside of VA facilities that serve for veteran patients. The program would fund 100 physicians in rural, tribal, and underserved communities, according to a VA news release. That full story posted at our website, kdcountry94.com. Have a job open to tell you about. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service / grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assist in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763. Email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send a resume to Agmark LLC. Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. Sixth and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Are you covered? Marketplace Health Insurance open enrollment is November 1st through January 15th. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems wants you to know you can sign up for 2024 coverage and explore your options with their certified application counselor, Connie Tyler. This service is completely free of charge. Call 738-9202. Food commodities will be distributed on Wednesday, November 15th from until 5 p.m., from 4 to 5 p.m. there at Heart Choices, and that will be first come, first served. For questions, please call Heart Choices at 738-3433. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com, and don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Here's the final play. Ballard, three-step drop. Pressure comes. Steps up. Hit as he throws. Wobbly ball will fall incomplete. And Texas Tech will survive and escape here today. 16-13. The Red Raiders win it.
KU loses over the weekend. K-State wins big. College football recap. Local football playoffs. Winter sports practices begin today. Kansas Volleyball Association All-State. NCAA All-League football has been announced. College hoops, NFL all coming up in this sportscast brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. In local sports, all of our immediate area football teams have now seen their seasons come to an end after Osborne's 54-6 loss at Axtell on Friday night in the 8-man Division II quarterfinals. The Bulldogs finished their season at 9-2 while Axtell won their 37th game in a row. There is one Northern Plains League team still alive as Tescott picked up a 52-45 victory in five overtimes over Waverly, and they'll move on to face Cunningham in the six-man semis Friday night. All of the playoff brackets can be seen at ncksports.com. One final look at fall sports in the area is the Kansas Volleyball Association has released their All-State teams for 2023. In Class 3A, Beloit was well represented as Miley Brown and Addison Budke were first-team All-State picks in 3A. Sophia Thompson was a second-team All-State selection, and Brandy Paul, Beloit head coach, was named the 3A Coach of the Year. In Class 2A, for Smith Center, Cameron Hutchison was selected to the first-team All-State, along with teammate Gracie Kirchhoff. Dakota Kattenberg was an honorable mention pick. In 1A Division 2, Carly Brummer of St. John's Tipton was a second-team All-State selection, and Aubrey Gingler was honorable mention. And in 1A Division 1, Lauren Brummett of Lakeside was picked honorable mention All-State. A full look at the All-State teams can be found at ncksports.com. North Central Activities Association has released their All-League football teams for this year. And for Beloit, making first team, offensive lineman Eli Johnson, a junior, Maddox Water, a senior at tight end, Brody Boudreau, a junior at defensive line, Jarek Rexroth, senior linebacker for Beloit, was first team, along with younger brother Joel Rexroth, a sophomore at defensive back. Second team mentions for Beloit, Parker Isbell, senior, second team offensive lineman, and honorable mention for Beloit at defensive back was senior Christian Mears. And we will post all league information later on at ncksports.com. As fall sports season comes to a close in the immediate area, teams are turning the page to winter sports at the high school level. Basketball and wrestling practices get underway around the state with competitions starting at the end of this month, practices starting today, and those competitions will start around the 1st of December for area teams. As the week progresses, we hope to update winter sports schedules at ncksports.com. As heard at the beginning of our sportscast, in college football, number 16 Kansas suffered a tough 16-13 loss to Texas Tech in Lawrence on Saturday. Tech jumped out to an early 10-0 lead. KU quarterback Jason Bean had to leave in the second quarter with a head injury. The Red Raiders added a field goal in the third quarter and led 13-0, but KU refused to go away. 60-yard touchdown run by Devin Neal cut the lead to 13-7. Seth Keller made a 24-yard field goal, cut the lead to 13-10 with 4:42 to go. KU got the ball back. Keller hit from 22 yards out with 25 seconds to go to tie the game, looking to force overtime. However, Tech went 63 yards in just three plays on their final possession. Their kicker, Gino Garcia, connected on a 30-yard field goal with 3 seconds left to give Texas Tech the win in Lawrence over the Jayhawks 16-13. Devin Neal finished the game with 137 yards and a score on the ground, and Bean's replacement, freshman Cole Ballard, was 9-20 passing for 124 yards and interception. KU head coach Lance Leipold on a day where his team stumbled at home and now down two quarterbacks.
When success happens, we tend to really, and I think it's understandable, but this place has been starving for it for so long. I don't know if we're quite getting all the steps in line yet. We want to go all the way over to here and start talking about things that aren't even possible yet, and a lot of things, and we've got to make sure that we're A, B, C, D, all the way through. We want to go A to D right away sometimes here. We've got to make sure we get there, and that's my responsibility, and today I failed.
KU's now 7-3 overall, and their chances at a Big 12 title have evaporated, 4-3 in Big 12 play. Tech improved to 5-5, 4-3 in the Big 12.
Play action, Howard completes it, touchdown Christian Moore, and that's the new all-time record for passing touchdowns in a career for Will Howard.
With that touchdown pass, Will Howard became the all-time career touchdown pass leader at K-State with his 45th touchdown pass of his career. It was his third TD pass of the day. Number 25, K-State rolled to a 35-13 lead at half, finished with a 59-25 triumph over Baylor in Manhattan. Howard threw TD passes to DJ Giddens and Ben Sennett in the first quarter. Desmond Purnell had a fumble return for a touchdown. Howard added a TD run in the second and the pass to Moore. Kenan Garber scored his first career touchdown on a 45-yard interception return, which was sandwiched between a TD run by Trayshawn Ward and a fourth quarter TD pass from Avery Johnson to Garrett Oakley. Howard finished the day with 235 yards passing, and Giddens ran for 115. K-State is now 7-3 overall, 5-2 in the Big 12. Baylor fell to 3-7 and 2-5 in the Big 12. And K-State was helped out a little bit in Big 12 play on Saturday by Central Florida, who stunned number 15 Oklahoma State 45-3 in Orlando. Number 7 Texas slipped past TCU 29-26. Number 17 Oklahoma rolled to a 59-20 win over West Virginia. Cincinnati won 24-14 at Houston, and Iowa State crushed BYU 45-13 in Provo. K-State, one of many teams tied for second place behind one-loss Texas in the Big 12 standings. In the Big 10, Nebraska saw another chance at bowl eligibility slip away in Lincoln. Huskers are up 10-7 after three against Maryland, but the Terrapins got two field goals in the fourth. One as time expired for the 13-10 win. Huskers are now 5-5 on the season, 3-4 in the Big 10. The premier game in the conference saw number 3 Michigan stay unbeaten despite not having head coach Jim Harbaugh, who is currently appealing a 3-game suspension due to his alleged sign-stealing scheme. The Wolverines won 24-15 at number 10 Penn State. Number 5 Washington State undefeated with a 35-28 win over number 18 Utah in the Pac-12. In the SEC, number 14 Missouri crushed number 13 Tennessee 36-7 at Columbia, and number 6 Oregon outlasted USC 36-27. A look at college scores from the weekend can be found at NCAA.com. In college basketball, number 1 KU rolled to a 99-61 win over Manhattan on Friday night at Allen Fieldhouse, behind 18 points and 8 rebounds for Hunter Dickinson. Kevin McCullough and Johnny Furphy each added 15. KU now 2-0. Next up, they face Kentucky in the State Farm Champions Classic around 8:30 tomorrow night in Chicago. Pregame at 8 p.m. tomorrow night on your home for the Jayhawks in North Central Kansas City, 96.3 The Lake. K-State men moved to 1-1 with an 83-75 win over Bellarmine in Manhattan Friday night. Tyler Perry hit 4 threes at 18 points. Cam Carter had 17 in the win. K-State back at home tonight as they host 1-1 South Dakota State at 7 o'clock on ESPN+. In the American Athletic Conference, Wichita State moved to 3-0 with a 95-65 win over Friends on Sunday afternoon. Colby Rogers led the Shockers at 18 points in the win. Women's basketball, K-State rolled to a 77-39 win at Little Rock on Saturday behind a 32-point, 10-rebound double-double from Mayoka Lee. Wildcats were up 46-16 at halftime. They're 2-0 after the win. KU women are 1-0 on the season. They'll host 2-0 Penn State at 5 o'clock tonight on the Big Ten Network.
Snap it back to Jack Fox, and Patterson will try to take the Lions to 7-2.
Derwin James is right in the middle
from 41 yards.
fires the kick, is good, and the Lions come to Los Angeles and pick up another big win.
Lions improved to 7-2 with a win in LA against the Chargers, 41-38 the final. Chargers dropped to 4-5, and Sunday Night Football last night, it was the Raiders outlasting the Jets 16-12. So the Raiders are alone in second place in the AFC West at 5-5. And they're all chasing the Kansas City Chiefs. Tonight, the Broncos face the Bills in Buffalo on Monday Night Football on ABC at 7:15. And even though the Chiefs were on a bye this weekend, they won big despite not playing. Chiefs 7-2 are alone atop the AFC again as the Ravens lost to the Browns on a last-second field goal, 33-31. The Jaguars were crushed by the 49ers, 34-3. The Texans beat the Bengals on the final play of the game, 30-27. And as you just heard, the Chargers lost to the Lions 41-38. Full scores from the Week 10 are at NFL.com. That's sports this hour, brought to you as always by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Wade Gerstner.